Vidocq and the Last Rite by R.J. Gallagher.
Open the gate. Father, give me the key. Father!
Free me!
So, Vidocq, what is the name of this new servant of Paris?
Carol.
Just that? No sobriquet to denote his skills?
Simply Carol.
He'd bring your little empire at Rue Saint-Anne up to 7. Napoleon's staff on St. Helena is smaller.
With respect, your predecessor always let me employ anybody useful, whatever their background. I, of course, take personal responsibility.
Personal responsibility? In which prison did you learn that phrase? My predecessor truly had a spine of straw.
I wish to avoid any unauthorized payment. Do I have approval?
Permission only.
Thank you.
Vidocq, your gratitude is irrelevant.
I seek only to cooperate.
Before taking this post, I had heard of you, and was intrigued. But now curiosity has been replaced by revulsion. At a thief and a deserter, at an informer incapable of loyalty towards his own kind. Vidocq, past patronage still affords you some shelter. Why not take advantage of it to resign?
Should I choose not to?
Then I shall await your inevitable mistake and delight in sending you back where you belong.
Clement!
Ah, Vidocq. How's our new chief?
Apparently determined to be rid of me.
With your record?
Perhaps this is not news. Chief Debeline may have already taken into his confidence a potential replacement.
The remark does you little credit. Whenever has my support been in question? Working with you is an endless tuition.
Forgive my doubts. You have indeed always been constant.
There's a woman waiting to see you. No assistant, no underling, Vidocq only.
Then I'd better hear her tale. Dispatch someone to fetch Carol, would you? No doubt there will soon be a task for him. My apologies for your wait, madame.
Presumably you are Principal Agent Vidocq.
My assistant explained I was with the chief, I hope.
A very personable young man. They would be around the same age, my son and he.
Why have you come? How can I help?
By living up to your reputation as a... The term is detective, I understand. My son was deeply special to me, Monsieur Vidocq. The defense of his memory calls for the talents of a unique policeman.
Our work here at the Sûreté depends on the speedy gathering of information.
I am Madame Emily Coulthard. My son's name was Father Michel Coulthard.
The Father Coulthard who hung himself in La Force?
Absolutely not!
Oh, excuse my error.
Have I been misinformed? It was said you were relentless in the pursuit of truth. My health, monsieur, is currently poor. The doctors emphasize calm, rest, peace. Michel did not take his own life. It is impossible.
Clement, there's some brandy in Monnier's desk. Madame, please accept my most sincere sympathies.
What could he have done?
Nothing, I'm certain.
The brandy.
I didn't come here for brandy. Find who murdered my son.
You recall the matter of Father Coulthard, Clement?
Not with precision.
It is shortly before Christmas. A young priest begins to declare Joseph should be venerated above the Blessed Mary. The priest ignores Cardinal Fisson's demands to stop. A blasphemy trial is set down for the end of January, and the priest is meanwhile imprisoned in La Force. Then...
8 days later...
A jailer finds him hanging in the middle of the night. The rope used is common in La Force.
As is that particular solution.
Michel would never have regarded suicide as a solution!
I meant only La Force would tax the most resilient of men.
My visits to Michel were daily. They always began and ended with smiles. To him, prison represented a spiritual expedition. He said one day he might publish a record of his thoughts there.
And nevertheless, madame, he was a priest charged with blasphemy. Perhaps as the trial grew nearer...
He looked forward to the opportunity to advance his arguments.
Even so...
My son, Monsieur Vidocq, could never ignore the highest calls, however demanding. If that stirs within you any degree of respect, you will not hesitate to uncover his murderer.
This will probably amuse you, Clément. Sometimes I wonder about the fathers and grandfathers of birds. A bird lands on my sill. Could it be a direct descendant of one of the many birds I used to envy so much?
When behind bars, you mean?
Well, the force in particular. The place still infests my dreams, Clément. It would take a very great deal indeed to make me return.
Madame Coulthard's predicament is not enough?
She endures perdition itself. But we must not be enthralled by the agony of a bereaved mother. The facts must be paid due respect.
On meeting and on parting, the priest smiled.
But in the end, he broke.
He welcomed the trial.
But could simply endure no more waiting.
This may have the appearance of your usual approach, the careful balancing of considerations, but I am not wholly convinced.
What is missing? Some personal knowledge of the priest's plight?
An impossibility, I know that.
How much do you know, Clément, eh? At what age did I first taste prison, for example? 12. I stole some of my father's silver, an act of juvenile vengeance. Before I could hand it back, he handed me over to the police. My new home was a prison and a madhouse combined. The galleys at Brest. How many times did I escape? 3. Escapers are brought back in chains, Clément. As for La Force from the inside, the priest might have felt himself entrusted with a sacred mission, but if he'd reached the end of his tether, he had reached it.
May I attempt an investigation?
Ah, moral blackmail. A rather new experience for me.
I wish to be able to meet Madame Coulthard's gaze.
You think I do not? Principal Agent Vidocq.
César! César Dufault!
Who the hell are you?
Who in there?
Oh, I'm sorry, César. Stupid of me. Who wants to be seen talking to the police? Can we go over there, please? How long have you...
Nearly 2 years.
No word reached me.
I was caught in Rennes.
Oh, César.
I know. I look old. The mark is on me, no doubt.
Not on you, César. Not in La Force.
I hope you don't want any help.
The priest who died, Coulthard.
I know, heard, saw nothing.
He was a priest, César. Come on. Has the hawk lost his powers?
I use them to look out for the savages in here. Like Langevin.
Roger Langevin?
You didn't realize he was here, too. Better improve those famous files. Sometimes he mentions you, Eugene. Keep out of the shadows.
Thank you.
If you wish to demonstrate your gratitude...
No, César. It would be impossible.
You got Grandet out of Lille.
I hadn't crossed the line then.
A document from you and he was smelling fresh air again.
That was Vidocq the forger. He no longer exists.
Soon I'll no longer exist, Eugene.
I'll have food and wine sent in to you regularly. That's all I can do. These days I take different risks.
Everything seemed as usual that night, Marchand.
Certainly.
But you didn't actually look in on the prisoners.
Monsieur, more than 30 inmates have to cram themselves in here somehow. Uppermost in my mind is, has the stonework been disturbed? Are the doors secure?
The important thing. When you entered the alcove and discovered the priest, was there anything on the ground beneath him?
Apart from the stool on its side, no.
You took him down?
Yes.
At once?
No. It was obvious he was dead.
Who helped you take him down?
I did it by myself.
Why?
I felt I could manage him.
Marché, evasiveness has a smell.
I felt sorry for his mother. She would have been embarrassed, disgusted, if it became known.
If what became known?
That the priest was naked from the waist down. Look, after discovering him, I hunted about for a pair of breeches. When I found some, I couldn't manage to put them on him while he was hanging, so I took him down, put on the breeches, then raised the alarm.
It might be the truth. How had he been in here?
Usually deep in thought, but it could have been torment. Most of the others laid into him, verbally.
Ever with their fists?
I never saw him hit.
Did you ask him?
Look, I'm in this sewer not because I enjoy the suffering of my fellow man, but to feed my family. Had the priest asked for protection, I'd have tried to think of something, but he didn't.
Perhaps you killed him, Marche. Drugged or strangled him, then hauled him into the alcove, propped him up against the wall, put a noose around his neck, then by some means... And if it wasn't you, it could have been someone else.
Sit down, Vidocq. Do you know this gentleman beside me?
No.
This gentleman, Vidocq, is the sort of individual on which the prosperity of this city, this country even, depends. Upon his shoulders rest the affairs of a very important bank. The police should be his bastion. Instead, at a time of enormous personal sorrow, what is inflicted on him by you? More pain.
I find myself at a disadvantage.
Are you currently looking into the death of Father Michel Colter? Even though the La Force authorities are satisfied it was suicide...
Deaths in prison do not attract much scrutiny.
This is Monsieur Gustave Colter. His wife visited you against the advice of her doctors. They insist she should not be encouraged in her fantasy.
Monsieur Colter, please believe I didn't act without much reflection.
Vidocq, curb your corrupt and perverse nature. Allow Monsieur and Madame Colter the chance to mourn.
Monsieur Vidocq, that interview was hardly satisfactory. May we talk?
The purpose of my appointment with Tibolim was not to have you reprimanded. The health of my wife is my sole consideration.
Is there any sign of improvement?
She remains trapped in a dungeon of morbid imaginings. The doctors feel her delusion must not be reinforced in any way. If... she could be told that no new evidence has been found.
It would be accurate.
Do you have a family, monsieur?
My associates of the Sûreté make up a family, I suppose.
Ah, that poor Michel is gone. My wife is more precious to me than ever. The thought of losing her, of being separated now...
She is a remarkable woman. To visit La Force day after day, not that it wouldn't have been awful for you, too.
I never went. I could not bring myself to. My hope was Michel would soon recant. Monsieur, you have exhibited tact. At no point, however, have you indicated you will bring your activities to a halt.
The horror has descended on you, Monsieur Colter. But I do not currently feel in a position to do so.
You may complete your journey on foot. You had no part in the suicide of my son. Will that be the case also, should my wife choose to follow him?
More additions to your files, Vidocq?
No farmer values his seed more. Subject's characteristics.
Violent, without conscience, vain, of limited intelligence... Dread of drowning after childhood incident. Who's this beauty?
Roger Langevin.
In La Force, is he?
One of the inmates in a position to kill Michel Colter.
No. No!
He was in the same dormitory, Clement.
The matter is at an end. You did your duty, you discovered nothing.
Intuition has begun to tug at me.
Dibolim is under the impression you have given up.
But to find out I haven't, he'd have to assign the very best detective in Paris. Who's that, Clement?
Perhaps this little seed will send you to farm elsewhere. It's about Madame Colter.
She hasn't...
Not quite. But Monsieur Colter has apparently been obliged to send her to the nuns at Passy. The nuns watch her constantly as she fiddles with her son's rosary beads. Damn, Vidocq! Is she not entitled to peace? Tell her husband you have concluded your inquiries.
I am unable to. I can't stop myself.
Why not?
I don't know.
Is that not an absurd reply, Vidocq?
Perhaps.
I may not be the man to ask. Instead, ask the prisoner in the force. The one manacled, hungry, so full of self-pity he feels himself below the cockroaches. The thought is seizing him. I can be free, free of this prison, and the prospect of ever returning. All I need to do is find a way. Ask him.
And does defying Debeline constitute a guaranteed means of keeping out of prison?
Oh, to have a journal of those days. What reading it would make. I'd know so much more.
Eugène, there's no need to persist.
Did the priest?
No, he hung himself.
Did he keep a journal? His mother said he wanted to publish. If he did...
Madame, I have told these compassionate nuns I am your nephew. I would not go to these potentially hazardous lengths if it was not important. I've come to continue the discussion begun in my office. Madame, your son mentioned a record of his prison experiences. Did he actually make notes, keep some sort of journal? Did he? Perhaps it is now your desire I go no further. If so, I will wish you a return to health, and...
Yes, he did.
He did? Where might they be?
The jailer, Marché, he gave them to me. Contained in a small green diary.
You've read this?
I could not bear to. It was put away in an escritoire in my dressing room.
At last we may have a compass. Let us hope we can countenance the route it may indicate.
March the 8th. Being here has quickly made me understand something of the utmost profundity. As a parish priest in search of spiritual elevation through service, I was no more than conscientious. The regard of my congregation I mistook for divine approval. This place, as I'd hoped, will bring me to a greater maturity of soul. It is a privilege to be here. In La Force.
Go on.
March the 10th. This fear will not crush me. A laughable notion. Of course, I remain human. Who could live with these men and not sometimes dwell on their sins? But how I am armored. Did they gang up on him, Vidocq?
The 14th, the last entry.
The 14th. The other prisoners denigrate me, but Langevin's glances towards me give off a searing malevolence. Am I his prey? Has Madame Coltar read this?
No.
She just handed the diary over unopened.
How I acquired it need not concern you.
I need to know, Vidocq. To protect myself.
Carol obtained the diary from the Coltar residence.
You ordered a member of the Sûreté to steal the possession of a prominent citizen?
The Sûreté is me, Clément. Two things have always been pointless to deny. That men I employ remain criminals. Criminals between crimes.
And?
That you are the chief's watchdog.
But your friend too, Vidocq. Damn. The day Debeline took office, he demanded my promise. Any illegal act by you had to be reported.
Ah. So now it's out in the open.
Debeline expects obedience.
It seems I have held up a mirror to you, Clément. What do you see? A policeman? Or that and more?
A pitiable fool. One unable to shed his loyalty to you.
Excellent. For one anguished moment I thought I'd have to forfeit the chance to confront Langevin.
You think a dead man's diary names his murderer?
March the 14th, the final paragraph.
How marvelous is the subtlety of the Lord. Reviled, oppressed, torn at by myself and my weaknesses, I want to sing. And at my trial I shall.
At the very least, it names murder.
The jailer tells us you've been very full of yourself of late, Langevin.
Sergeant Lost and I are here to ask some questions about Father Coulter.
Who?
Such a poor memory, Langevin.
This informant bastard I remember, all right.
His abuse wife.
Could I end up in prison?
On the galleys, perhaps.
Oh, yes?
He has the authority.
I suppose the quicker I answer your questions, the quicker the stench goes away.
What did you feel about the priest?
Same as everybody else. He was a mealy-mouthed Nancy. Shame he didn't do away with himself sooner.
Father Coulter kept a diary of his time here. He was frightened of you.
Me and everybody else.
On the night of his death, when did you wake?
When I heard the uproar.
Sure? Not before?
Why waste your time talking to me about some scrawny priest who decides to show his bare ass off to the world?
Wasting our time, are we?
Marche!
Going, are you? Good. I need my afternoon nap.
Stay here, Marche.
Very well.
Now, Sergeant Lost, how cooperative has Langevin been?
Not very.
My view also.
I don't know anything. By the time I woke up, the priest was being carried away.
That is the truth?
Yes!
The galleys for him, Lost.
He has only himself to blame.
You've asked questions. I've...
Jailer! Did Langevin stay asleep on the night Father Coulter died?
I couldn't say.
He didn't see me awake!
Jailer, when you found Father Coulter, was he wearing breeches or not? Sergeant Lost, how soon can Langevin be transferred to a galley?
Very quickly, I imagine.
Jailer, with or without breeches?
Without.
Sergeant, Langevin is to be placed on the lower deck.
Is this supposed to scare me?
They drown first on the lower deck. Or would it be better if Langevin was amongst the last to drown? So old, these galleys. Less seaworthy by the day.
I've answered your questions.
And lied.
How?
Lied your way into the oldest, creakiest hulk. Marche was the first to the body. It was bare-assed. He put bridges on it. Only he and I knew.
What?
This time tomorrow...
What about it?
You'll be on board. Sometimes prisoners fall over the side.
Stop it.
Guards never rush to rescue them.
Shut up.
One less body to guard.
Shut up.
Why did you lie? Because you killed him.
I didn't.
Who else could have? Who among these pimps and cheats had the strength? You killed him and made it appear suicide.
Shut up.
Certainly. Provided you talk.
How do you hope to get away with this, Vidocq?
With apprehending a murderer?
You ignored a direct order.
I fulfilled my responsibilities as I thought best.
I did it because I hated the priest's guts. That was the only reason Langevin offered? Isn't there more to this case?
Is one ever completely explicable?
Motives are usually clearer. Circumstances more obviously conducive to the crime. What prompted Langevin to kill in such a premeditated fashion? Probably not anger. Not in the middle of the night.
Is Langevin going back on his statement?
If I wish to examine a case in more depth, I will do so.
Even though some might mention jealousy.
Splendid, Vidocq. You snap. You openly show frailty. Perhaps I have an even shorter time to tolerate your presence in the police.
Is my presence in this office required much longer? There are other murderers who await apprehension.
There always will be, Vidocq. And soon I'll have enough trained police detectives to make your departure barely noticeable. You can go to the Coulter residence. Give a full account of developments. Portray my part favorably, Vidocq. Remember, civilian life beckons.
Thank you, Monsieur Vidocq, for your courtesy and for not reminding me of my earlier behavior.
Langevin awaits execution at the central prison.
I shall not attend. Neither shall I inform Madame Coulter of events until I judge her strong enough.
Well, at times my own behavior must have seemed oafish. Oh,
you were doing your duty.
Nevertheless, guilt clings to me.
My son's killer has been brought to justice. How can I demonstrate that I bear no grudge against you?
Perhaps by not mourning too long.
Ah, that is out of my control.
I wonder... Could you grant me a favor?
If possible.
For someone of your refinement, viewing Langevin at the guillotine would bring little relief. But to see where Michel died, that could be beneficial.
How?
It might hasten your ascent from grief, to understand how La Force could have provided Michel with a spiritual experience, unmatched by anything else in his life. Let me take you there.
If you'd make for that door, Monsieur Coltard.
My stay need not be long.
Of course. César, could you wait over there for a moment, monsieur? I've just seen an inmate I must have a few words with. The food and wine are reaching you, César?
Sometimes the wine has been seized.
I'll put a stop to that.
So, he's back.
Who?
Your well-heeled friend.
What?
Him, by the door.
You're mistaken, César. That's the priest's father. He's never been here before.
Are you doubting me, Eugène? Takes more than a hat, a scarf, and a turned-up collar to stop César Dufault remembering somebody's eyes or their walk.
Are you sure?
You could get me out of here.
César...
He visited the priest.
How often?
To my knowledge, once only. They argued about something or other. At least collar and scarf lost his temper. The priest stayed calm.
Monsieur Coltard! We won't detain you for a moment.
Was it that man?
It was him.
How old is this César Dufault?
Past 70.
With eyes the same age?
They are what saved him from many years of toil.
The priest's diary described no visit from his father.
Nor from his mother.
Very well. What are you suggesting?
For now, I only ponder on a fact that Coltard lied to me, without any good apparent reason.
You don't like him?
Not so. My intuition insists he is a good man.
What else does it insist?
The Debeline was right. There's more involved here. My relief at the confession at thwarting Debeline, it all diverted me from going deeper.
It is a very long stride from a small lie to what you seem to be suggesting. Coltard is a man of standing. This would be no game.
For now at least, Coltard will not be disquieted. Information only is our quarry.
What is required of me?
Discreetly gather knowledge about Coltard. Help light the way.
And you?
Tomorrow Langevin joins the great majority. One last service must be prized from him.
Why don't I just squeeze the life out of you, Vidocq? Nobody will get here in time. Ready to go, are you? Happy to die in prison? Yeah.
Lucky for you, I'm ready to go. Kill you and I'd have longer to wait.
Somebody's laughing at you.
Who?
The person not going with you to the guillotine tomorrow.
What person?
His sides must be splitting. Whoever got you to kill the priest...
He wouldn't have... Nobody else was involved. I did it because...
You hated the priest's guts. So flimsy, Langevin. Marseille noticed you'd become cockier. Was that because you'd been paid? Name who wanted the priest dead, and there'll be female company in here within the hour.
It was my idea, and I'll take the job without crying. Nice and quick, the madame. People won't be able to say Langevin wine.
A chilly night. The sort when men gather round fires and drink and remember characters they've known. The living and the dead.
Well, people will recall I walked to the plane without a tremor.
Oh, I can imagine myself talking about Roger Langevin.
Good, good.
About the night before his execution. how he fell to his knees, wept, tore at his hair, begged me to save his life. How a puddle appeared, a bigger one each time I tell the story.
But on the scaffold, there'll be no weeping, no begging, no puddle.
Oh, that will be in my story too. How you swilled brandy on the morning of your execution.
Vidoc, what will be the tales told about you?
Dozing, Vidoc? Up late last night with Langevin, were you?
I was with him till dawn.
Why?
First, your findings.
Gustav Koltar, public life exemplary. Very highly regarded in his profession. Chief banker for the Diocese of Paris.
And his private life?
Even better. A paragon. No mistresses, past or present. A devoted, loving husband.
And as a father?
Shamelessly proud of his son. Glowed with delight on the day he was ordained.
But very orthodox in his religious views.
Apparently not. The Koltar men could often be heard exploring doctrine together.
It is confirmed beyond doubt, then. Koltar has accomplished much and therefore has much to lose.
What did you learn from Langevin?
The late Langevin. You need no longer concern yourself with this case, you know.
Vidoc?
Koltar had his son murdered.
Langevin signed his name to this.
There is no statement. Even if there was, can't you hear the snort of a presiding magistrate? A statement incriminating a holy banker given by a murderer about to be guillotined. In any case, to Langevin, Koltar was an anonymous stranger who paid him to murder a priest, then threatened him with a slow and horrible end if he ever revealed anything whatsoever about the arrangement. So convinced was Langevin of the possibility of being spirited away and tortured unspeakably, he refused to tell me anything until dawn.
But nothing proves it was Koltar.
I have the proof I need. Langevin noticed something about the stranger as the arrangement was sealed. He had tears in his eyes. To test my proof, I shall request a meeting with Koltar.
Accompanied by me.
You have already done more than enough.
Should you be right, and Koltar admits anything, I would witness it. Whatever happens, I wish to work once more with Vidoc.
Shouldn't we be leaving, Vidoc? Koltar agreed 4 o'clock.
I am reflecting on some news.
About Koltar? Are we still going?
About César Dufault. He died very early this morning, where he lay on the floor in La Force.
The old man, then, is no longer a prisoner.
Yet I wish he had outlived Langevin. If only by an hour. It would have been a little victory for a man's attempt to live gently.
We should be on our way.
Must I go? When I've just carried out one feat of detection, solved one long-standing mystery.
What are you talking about?
Nothing that will change anything. Call for a carriage.
Gentlemen, do be seated. Would you care for wine? A welcome event is at last on the horizon, the return of my wife.
She knows of Langevin's confession.
And his execution. The news brought her no pleasure, only a quiet assurance. You will drink nothing?
Not while engaged on official matters.
Ah, the influence of Chief de Valim must be at work here. Quite the martinet, isn't he?
Certainly it is his insistence you are kept informed of all developments in this case.
It is not over?
Perhaps.
Monsieur Vidoc, there is some doubt?
Before his execution, I interrogated Langevin again.
There must have been a reason.
There was, but a detective's reason can appear slight.
In any event, Langevin changed his story.
Denied his guilt.
Not that, but he did maintain very forcibly that he had been paid.
To murder your son.
Yes, yes, I understand. Do you believe him?
Well, the word of someone like Roger Langevin is not a very valuable currency.
Not in itself.
Gentlemen, I don't know what to make of this.
There is a suspect.
Who?
At this stage, it would not be proper to divulge his name.
Or what his motive might have been.
Naturally.
I can, however, reveal the suspect is not another prisoner. In addition...
Yes?
I can reveal I'm in a quandary. You see, two witnesses emerged to the incriminating presence of the suspect in La Force. One, of course, was Langevin. The other was a man called César Dufaux.
The suspect could be approached and told César Dufaux would swear to his presence in La Force.
But it would be a lie.
Dufaux, too, is dead.
You see, Monsieur Coltard, I would not wish to trick the suspect. Far better that he owns up freely.
Why?
Well, because he is a good man. It is quite conceivable he acted in the extremest of circumstances. In a situation so pressing, anyone would have considered what he did. I hope...
Yes?
That this strategy, this waiting, doesn't disappoint you.
Not in the least.
You agree the suspect, if guilty, should be allowed the chance to confess?
In due course, he may well do so.
Especially as he must now realize, if guilty, that he has a large share in two deaths. His sons? I mean, your sons and Langevin's. That's the type of individual the suspect would seem to be, a man of tender conscience.
Someone who could be driven mad by conscience.
Gentlemen, I find myself somewhat stunned by what has transpired. Reflection is called for. Could I ask you to leave?
Debalim may question your strategy, Vidocq.
Indeed. Dig more deeply, he might order. Find more witnesses. Force the suspect into a corner.
Debalim could not be defied this time.
You know what would be appropriate, Clement? If the suspect made his confession to a priest.
Which priest?
Father Coltard.
Impossible, sadly.
Only to the weak in faith. To a believer, Father Coltard might be in this very room. Awaiting the confession. The explanation that will let him enter his eternal rest. Can you make him out, Clement? Or is it only you that see him, Monsieur Coltard? What is his expression? Is he waiting for you to speak?
Michel. Michel.
He wants you to speak.
By the next morning... I intended to go back, believe me. I had come to my senses and would have forbidden Langevin, but by then, Michel, I was in such agony. You seemed not to comprehend. Had the trial taken place, I would have been ruined, imprisoned myself, to be apart from your mother, perhaps for the rest of my life, unimaginable torment. Michel, I beg your forgiveness. Love sent me into this dark valley.
Michel will forgive you.
Will he?
If you describe the dark valley to me.
3 years ago, my brother-in-law, my wife's brother, asked for help. He had invested heavily in a disastrous mining venture. Confident of repayment, I manipulated part of the diocese holdings. But my brother-in-law fled with the loan. To make good the loss, I was forced to speculate. I won misjudgments. The shortfall grew much bigger.
And then?
And then, Michel was put in La Force. Cardinal Fisson made himself plain. If Michel came to trial... The diocese would have to change its banker.
And you realized the shortfall would be discovered.
Michel, Michel. Your mother and I could not be separated. Send her strength, please.
It presents a miserable picture. Coltard. Desperate, fearful he may have to use this hastily concocted plan, going half disguised to see his son in La Force.
Indeed. And now I must paint it for Debalim.
Will you tell him of your other feat of detection? The one accomplished before we called on Coulter.
Ah, that. That only a treasured friend will be told. The mystery. My own addiction to an answer. Look back once more at me in La Force. Festering, hopeless. I vow this can change. The means come to me. I will convert myself into my opposite. How miraculously matters proceed. I inform. I am released. I am invited to assist the police. Then, surely a dream, I am invited to join the police. Success follows success. This Vidocq, so observant, so rational, so intuitive, such a memory. But what keeps him worrying at the truly unyielding crimes? Where is my family, Clement? Why do I sleep with whores, breakfast alone? Is this Vidocq so observant? When clues to a puzzle go unspotted? The perfect example, the Coulter case itself. Setting out to pursue someone of superior virtue, Vidocq risks not only his position, but his soul friendship, too. It required finally the death of an old man. Clement, all I had to say to César Dufaux was I'll try. Request you are made a sub-agent on my parole. But I didn't. Why not? Because I myself am again a prisoner of the law, of man-made justice, of the need to point the finger and say, him. All around me, without me noticing, bars were forming. True, I can still reach out. But what others grasp only brushes my fingertips.
Undeniably an extraordinary matter, Vidocq. However, look elsewhere for congratulations.
I seek them in this case even less than ever. All I in fact want is...
Yes.
The opportunity to continue at what nature and experience have equipped me to do.
Vidocq, leopards are leopards. Before you leave, it seems our ambassador in Madrid has asked for an officer as a permanent bodyguard.
I am to go to Spain.
They seek someone young and dependable. Lost will go.
Now, don't worry.
I'll select just the right replacement.
No doubt.
I don't think there's much else, Vidocq. Do you?
In Vidocq and the Last Rite, Vidocq was played by John Labanowski. Lost was Patrick Brennan. Debelim, Simon Armstrong. Monsieur Coulter, James Green. Roger Langevin, Rodri Hugh. Madame Coulter, Leslie Rooney. And Marché, Tim Kirkus. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Vidocq and the Last Rite was written by R.J. Gallagher and directed in Wales by Alison Hindle.